This is Irene Hess calling from Conesville, New York in Schoharie County. It's Saturday, and a short time ago, I listened to the Cary Institute's excellent program, always, about ticks in our country here, especially in our northeast area. And I'm grateful that they have started research on this and have reported it to us. And I was very happy to hear what is going on. And apparently they agree with me that not enough is going on to ward against the ticks, to prevent them, to kill them, whatever it is. Obviously, I did have Lyme disease, and I will always have Lyme disease. And the medical doctors don't seem to worry about it too much, but I'm glad that someone is. And I appreciate their program and all of the program on WAMC. Thank you for all of it. Bye-bye.
John Phillips, and I'm just wondering why you are so anti-Trump. Retired Bill Owens was just on, and it just seems like everything, you're always so anti-Trump. Don't know why that is, but it's pretty clear that National Public Radio does not represent all of the public, and there's actually many, many people who get it, and I believe that your media is just full of so much angled. I don't know why you have to be so biased, but it'd be great if National Public Radio would come back to being a radio station that represented the true public. Thank you.
Margaret Sloman, Poughkeepsie, New York, listening to Roundtable today, Wednesday. Very disappointed to hear Roundtable condemning the Dems as bullies. Barr is a bright, smart, and personality defective testifier. He was playing the Democrats to try to use their time, and they one-upped him. You'll notice he did not contest any Republican remarks, sat back, relaxed, and let them talk. So I think you're really off base with this one, guys.
Bob Cohen, Greenwich, New York. I am listening to the program dedicated to what's going on in the population of the Adirondacks, and I just can't but help shake my head and say, with the increase in population in the last 50 or 60 years, the world of the 8 billion, I don't think we should be talking about how to repopulate the Adirondacks. About giving wilderness and wildlife a chance to repopulate. And this is basically one last vestige of this state, much less a country, that might be able to maintain this wilderness status. So forget about people living there. Let them go other places. Let the bears and the raccoons and the deer and the antelopes, so to say, play up there and try to keep people out. Let them go elsewhere. Lots of jobs and lots of infrastructure and everything.